Welcome back to Intrepid Business. I'm your host, Joe Lavelle. And I'm really looking forward to this conversation with another trailblazing thought leader. We're going to get right to it today. We're joined by my friend, Kim Davis, who's also the founder and managing director of Davis Professional Services. Kim, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Joe. I'm happy to be here.
Well, thanks so much for making the time to be with us today. Before we start our discussion, Kim, could you take a few seconds and tell the audience about you and your background?
Sure. As Joe mentioned, I am the founder of Davis Professional Services. And so we are a small group of marketing consultants who help organizations, both large and small, attract new customers and keep the ones they have. And so I have spent about 15 years working in the customer service environment, and I'm really passionate about the customer experience. And so at Davis Professional, we're dedicated to helping our clients grow their business by building brand awareness and also by engaging with customers and prospects in their desired channels, which is huge. We can't just pick and choose the channels we want to interact in. It really is the customer that determines that. And so that's what we like to impart on our clients. And we also like to leverage their strengths to build strategic plans for them and help them deliver the right experiences to their customers.
Awesome. Thank you for that. What can you tell us about how you got started, Kim?
About a year ago, I was laid off from my previous employer. Certainly wasn't an ideal situation, but it gave me an opportunity to have a much needed break. And I had an opportunity to really kind of think about what I wanted to do next. In the meantime, I was approached by a former client who needed some help with some marketing for a startup company that he was leading. I had an opportunity as well to work with a former colleague who needed some help as she was trying to transform her business and she was starting to pursue government contracts. And so she needed some infrastructure support and some marketing support. So got the benefit of doing that as well. So I worked independently on a couple of projects. At the same time, at my old company, I worked with a group of folks that I adored. They loved me as well. And we always knew we wanted to work together again. And so I think I always had in the back of my mind that I wanted to create an opportunity for us to have that chance to work together again. So I formed Davis Professional Services LLC originally because I was just being tapped into to do some independent projects. But then I grew into creating an environment where I could work with some people that I just adored. I formed the company this past December, and yeah, here we are.
Awesome. Kim, are there specific markets that you serve?
We haven't targeted specific markets. We say we're working with large companies as well as small ones. And for the small organizations, we say, hey, we can be your marketing department. Because what I find a lot with the small companies is they just don't really have the budget to hire marketing. They're strapped for cash. They need some marketing support, but it can sometimes be expensive for them to bring on a full-time resource. And so we work with them. And then for large organizations, we can augment and supplement their marketing departments where they just may need some extra support with what they already have in place. So that's what we're doing. So we say we can either be your marketing department or we can supplement it.
Perfect. I'll throw you a little curveball here, ask you to think a little bit. What would be the profile of the perfect customer for your team to help?
The profile for the perfect customer would be, number one, a customer who understands the importance of marketing. It's amazing how many organizations look at marketing as, they don't see it as an investment, they see it as a cost. And so a lot of times I have to train them and I have to show them the benefits of marketing. And so I would say my ideal customer is one that they understand the benefits, they get it, and they're hungry for the services. We're providing marketing and brand strategy. We help them with digital marketing. We do some product marketing as well as communications. And so I think the ideal customer is one that not only understands marketing, but they are hungry for support in those areas.
Kim, I'm going to steal that. I'm going to put that recording on my website because it's the same. We create content at Intrepid Now for marketing, for sales efforts. And if we're working with people that really don't understand the value of content and how it fits into a marketing strategy, we can come up with great interviews, great videos, great podcasts, but they may not get it used as they were intended or as we had designed. And it's really, we've got to be working with someone who understands the value of how that content fulfills their marketing strategy. So I love your answer, and I'm definitely going to steal it. Thank you for that.
Yeah, sure.
Kim, what are the two or three most common mistakes that you see people making with their digital and social marketing?
Well, I think the first mistake is just not being involved, not being engaged. I mean, I spend time with so many executives that they don't get it, that they should be engaged in social media. They're still thinking that it's only for the millennials or it's only for social activities. They don't understand how they have customers that are out there that are wanting to engage and hear from them in those channels. And so I spent a lot of time training them on the benefits, on getting engaged. A lot of them are embarrassed. They'll say to me, I've never tweeted. I don't even really know what that is. And so I train them and get them set up and get them out there. And then I'll even say, hey, if you don't have the time to do it, I'll do it on your behalf. So I think that's number one, is that they don't understand the benefits of engaging in those channels. And they see it as a nice to have and not a must have. And so training them to understand that it is now a necessity for them to engage in those channels.
Perfect. I mentioned we're a content company. How important is it for companies to have a good strategy around creating solid content?
Oh, that is so important. Thought leadership is extremely important to show your prospects that you are a leader in that space. And not just pounding your own chest about your company, but showing that you are a thought leader, you have the knowledge base over a lot of areas that you're trying to sell to them, that you have the understanding of those things that you're trying to sell, not just from a sales perspective, but from a thought leadership perspective. And so I'm always trying to impart that on my clients as well, is that you have to do your webinars, you have to have your white papers, you have to show your prospects that you are a thought leader in that space so they can trust you and they could want to do business with you.
Are there any good innovative examples you can think of that you've done with clients in terms of creating good content?
I don't know that I would call them innovations. I think a lot of my clients that I've worked with, they just need to get out there. From a social media perspective, get engaged, start doing some blogging, start tapping into your subject matter experts to get them out there and put some thought leadership out there from a blogging perspective, from a white paper perspective. And we're talking 3 to 5 pages. We're not sitting down writing 10-page documents that no one will ever pick up and read, but showing that you are an expert in your space, in your industry is huge. I'm actually working with a client now that they're trying to understand how to better reach their prospects. They're doing email campaigns and they're saying, hey, we don't think anybody is opening them and reading them. And the first thing that came to mind is you got to give them an incentive. You need to have some incentive for them to want to read it. And to me, that you're giving them a piece of thought leadership or something that's going to benefit them in some way. And it may not pay off for you immediately, but once they see you as a thought leader, they'll continue to come back. And I do think in the long run, they'll want to do business with you.
Absolutely. We know each other because we were consultants together, Kim, and we both moved and slashed our careers to be in marketing now and in content development. Now, as I look at the world, everything is content to me, so it's easy. I used to go to the Big HIMSS conference as a consultant with a much different approach than I do now. Now, HIMSS to me is the most content-rich environment in the universe. Everywhere I look, it's content.
Wow.
I can take a picture of it. I can interview somebody. I can write a post about it. I can write a white paper about it. I mean, you can't look in any direction and not come up with fabulous content. And it kills me that people don't gather. I think if you do it well, you can go to HIMSS and get a year's worth of marketing content that you can use the rest of the year. And just go to our site and figure that out. We're still posting great interviews from this last HIMSS that are still relevant, still topical, still great thought leadership. But what is it about content that makes it so hard for people to do? Is it they just don't have time? They just don't have people dedicated to it? What is your 2 cents on that?
I think it's both. I don't think think everyone sees it from your lens, right? So you, so you probably went to him 10 years ago and you did not even recognize what you had there, right, from a content
perspective. Exactly, exactly.
But now when you go, it's like a whole new experience. I think people just don't think about it in that way, number one. I think, yeah, not having dedicated resources. Again, I'm working with clients that have no marketing department. Again, they see it as a cost and not an investment. They may not understand the ROI of investing in that type of resource. I think it's education. I think it's showing them it's not all that expensive to do and that it's necessary. People want content. They want videos. They don't want to just hear about how great your company is. I'm always imparting that on my clients. I go through some of their marketing materials and they spend the first five slides talking about how great my company is. And I'm like, oh no, we don't want to do that. We understand you're a great company, but you need to express that you have an understanding of your clients' pain points and that you understand that and that you could address that for them in a meaningful way. And I think that's what content creation does, is show that I understand your market, I understand your pain points. These are the ways that I can help you.
You've teed up my next question perfectly, Kim. As opposed to the market, what are some of your clients' other pain points?
I think my clients' pain points are, top of mind is not leveraging all channels to reach out to their customers and prospects, being more company-centric and not customer-centric. And again, a lot of that is education. I mentioned this before, a lot of executives just don't understand the importance of engaging across channels. They just don't get it. Getting in there and training them and imparting that on them is key. I think another one is having a lack of resources. Marketing is often the first area cut when budgets are tight. I see that actually happen in organizations where I've worked as well. That's a pain point for an organization. Some of them are just too small to hire dedicated resources. We can pull together a plan that could really help them prioritize how their dollars are spent. I see a lot of clients that they need to offer new value-add services to continue to innovate for their clients, and they just don't understand how to do that, or they're not even really listening to what their clients are asking for. And so that's where the product marketing comes into play, where we can work with them to develop a product plan and help them build and launch new products and services. And then I would say the last thing is, quite frankly, they have a sales force who they're just not fully equipped to sell. They need to be adequately trained and equipped to go out and do their jobs as well.
Outstanding. Kim, for the final word here, what would you want to leave people with in terms of the value you can deliver and how you can help potential customers?
At Davis Professional, we are a caring group of professionals, and we're really passionate about what we do. And we have a desire to create meaningful change for our clients. And I think what differentiates us is we are experienced. Our team has 15 plus years of experience around how to optimize the customer experience. From a marketing perspective, I think we have the right mixture of talent on the team. We have multi-ethnic backgrounds. We have a millennial on the team. You know, it's always good to have one of those.
Perfect.
And so that contributes to a diverse environment that I think truly benefits our clients. And then I think our size as well. We're small and we're nimble and we're flexible to adapt to any environment.
All right. Well, we have everyone's attention. I want you to go out to www.davisprofessional.net. Bookmark the site. Keep up with Kim and all the great thought leadership that they're putting together. Kim, it was so great to have you on the show. Thanks for stopping by and telling us all about your new venture.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's been my pleasure.
Oh, it's always our pleasure. Thank you. And that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Kim Davis, I'm Joe Lavelle. And we'll see you soon on Intrepid Business.